Hello.
Hello, my name is Denise from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Would you have a few minutes to participate? Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinion is really important for us.
I guess.
Okay, thank you so much. Are you registered to vote in Maryland? I'm sorry for my excitement.
I am registered, yes.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove the job of Joe Biden is doing as a president? Is it strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
I guess somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job of Wes Moore is doing as a governor? Is what is strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job of Donald Trump did as a president?
And give me the three choices.
Is that a strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Is strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I'm going to say I strongly disapprove.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job of Kamala Harris is doing as a vice president? Is that a strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. Overall, would you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
I only have two choices, huh? I'm not negative, so I'm going to say moving in the right direction. That was my choice, right?
Thank you so much. Thank you. If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Biden.
Biden, thank you.
Yes.
For whom would you vote for the president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy for junior as an independent?
I think I'd still vote for Biden.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job of Joe Biden is doing handling the economy? Is that a strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the president Joe Biden is doing handling a foreign policy? Is that a strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
That's a tougher one. I'm going to say disapprove. I'm going to say disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove, yes.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at the southern border? Is that a strongly or somewhat approve or disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Thank you. Due to a $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for road, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose in an increase in Maryland taxes from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects? Is that a strongly or somewhat support or opposed?
I would oppose.
Oppose.
That.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priorities regarding transportation funding in the state? Maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rails, and MART trains, maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, both, neither, or not answer?
For the roads and bridges.
Yes, you can take your time, it's okay.
Yes.
So do you think
I would be in favor of fixing the roads and the bridges. I think if I got
improving
that.
Improving the roads and the bridges.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you so much. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm? Is what strongly or somewhat agree or disagree?
Somewhat agree. So ask the question again, please.
Okay, I'm sorry. Currently in Maryland, it's only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a stolen firearm?
I feel like I somewhat agree.
Somewhat.
Is that one of the choices?
Yeah. Thank you. Yep. You remember all the choices. Thank you. Would you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug results in a death? Is that a strongly or somewhat support or opposed?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
I think we pay too much.
Too much. Thank you. Pregnancy Resource Center are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose Pregnancy Resource Center? Is that a strongly or somewhat favor or opposed?
They're pregnancy centers. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Pregnancy centers are places that do not perform abortion, but they help or they provide assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born.
So the question is, do I think that's a good thing?
Do you favor or oppose Pregnancy Resource Center?
I would favor them.
Favor them. Somewhat favor or strongly favor?
I would say strongly favor that, yes.
Thank you so much. Under a new law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable? Is that a strongly or somewhat favor or opposed?
I'm going to somewhat favor it.
Somewhat favor. Thank you. Do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayers' dollar to pay for free health care for people who enter in this country illegally? Is that a strongly or somewhat favor or oppose?
I think I strongly oppose that.
Strongly opposed. Thank you. How frequently do you play the Maryland lottery? Regularly, occasionally, only when the jackpot is big?
Only when the jackpot is up there. Is that a choice?
Yeah.
that's when I play.
Thank you. How much of a problem do you think a credit card debt is for Marylanders?
How much of a problem do I think? What are my choices? Do I have choices this time?
Yes, you have choices. A big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, not a problem at all. Credit card debt.
That's a toughie. Not much of a problem at all, but I don't know for sure.
Not much of a problem. Thank you. As a way to increase the state's revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals from the ages 25 to 45 years old to play? Is that a strongly or somewhat support or opposed?
So somewhat oppose. Somewhat oppose? Is that a choice?
Yeah. Yeah. It is a choice. Thank you. We're in 59% to complete the survey. I really appreciate your time, yeah. Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery game system that permits individuals to use their credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
No. Thank you.
I would oppose that, yes. No.
Okay, thank you. Do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and school employees having the right to strike? Is that strongly or someone support or opposed?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you. Do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication that may take to pass peacefully in their sleep, yes or no?
Oh, gosh. You're asking some very hard questions. I'm going to say
no.
I know. Those are hard. Yeah. I'm going to say no to that, oppose that.
Okay. Thank you. If you have an incurable terminal illness, you still have a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying, yes or no?
Right now I say no.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Should be legal in all cases, should be legal in most cases, should be illegal in most cases, should be illegal in all cases.
Should be legal in all cases.
Legal or illegal? I'm sorry, didn't hear.
Legal.
Legal in all cases. Thank you.
Legal in all cases, yes.
Thank you. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No disability.
Thank you so much. Maryland tip workers currently earn $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tip workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top? Is that a strongly or somewhat favor or opposed?
Somewhat opposed.
Somewhat opposed. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're in 78%. Thank you. I know it's hard, and I'm sorry. The last few questions are for statistical purposes and only will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 74, 65
that one. And 50 to 70, whatever you said, yes.
Okay, thank you. With which party are you registered to go?
Democratic.
Democratic, thank you. If the May 2024 Democratic primary election were held today, for whom would you vote for U.S. Senate if the candidates were Angela Olsbrooks and David Braun?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, okay, thank you.
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a profile of two Democratic candidates for U.S. Senate. Candidate A is 68 years old, white male, is currently a member of the Congress in D.C., representing Maryland in 6th District. Over his career has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunity. Candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She is currently county executive in Prince George County. Over her career has led the fight to increase jobs and keep down the cost of living. If the elections were held today, for whom would you vote, candidate A or B?
Dale, you're asking if it was today. I guess candidate A.
Candidate A. Thank you. I have to ask this. What is your race?
White.
White. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What is your religion's a religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, another one?
Well, I guess Protestant is the closest.
Protestant.
Christian, Protestant, yes.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey, and thank you so much for your time and for your participation. I really appreciate your time, and really have a great rest of your day.
Good job reading all those questions. That was a lot for you.
Thank you. It was very
right, yeah, right. All right, have a good
thank
evening,
you.
Too.
You too, yeah.
All right, bye-bye.